Hey guys, it's Charlie.
And Trevor.
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast. And today we got a special guest.
Evan.
All right. Today, we don't really have anything that interesting.
No. I like music.
Yeah, we've been listening to music a lot. Evan, what's your favorite kind of music and band?
Favorite kind of music, by far, is classic rock, but I do make an exception for my favorite band as Oasis.
Fun. Trevor?
I want you to go first.
Me?
Yes.
I don't really have,
Can you stop moving those, please?
Point. I don't really have, a favorite band, I don't think. I don't know. What about you?
I just told you to go first.
All right. Well, I went to a festival and I saw the Killers perform and they were...
There you go. That's all I need you to do. I just needed, 5 minutes. Can you go on a rant for, 5 minutes about the Killers, please? Just
all right, the Killers, I was listening to their music before the festival, and I was like, yo, they're pretty good, so I learned a couple of their songs. All right,
guys, so my favorite type of music is indie. I really like indie. My favorite band is either Gorillaz or this band called Flowbots. They're pretty cool. I like them.
Never heard of Flowbots. I've heard of Gorillaz. I like a couple of their songs. We were playing them earlier.
Mm-hmm. Feel Good Inc. Clint Eastwood, pretty good actor.
The yep. Sound.
Know what that reminds me of? Movies. Clint Eastwood, pretty good movie actor. I don't remember what movies he's in, but he's a pretty good movie actor. You know who's also a good movie actor? Danny DeVito.
Oh, God. I love Danny. This past week, I saw Lion King. I thought it was utterly awful.
Can you not?
I thought it was awful. I was so disappointed. It was awful. The video was fine, but the voice acting was awful.
I saw one look. I saw a meme of it. And their voice is just not matching up with the mouth.
I mean, that's literally how it was.
What if they did this random, Skyrim NPC conversation? Because, two NPCs will talk to each other and it'll just be MASH.
This is Evan again. He likes video games.
Yes, I do.
It was awful. I was really disappointed. And then... I saw Toy Story 4. Not gonna lie, I had a couple teardrops.
You actually cried, baby!
I had a couple teardrops.
Can you come here?
I haven't seen any of the new movies yet.
Come here, son. You're a baby.
Ow.
Baby.
All right. I grew up watching that.
You know what? I saw Crawl. For what, every place rated it and, every person rated it, it does not live up to the hype. It was awful. All the alligators or whatever crocodiles were the same size. There was, 20 of these things. And the only way they were there was because they had to show in the first 5 minutes a gator farm was there. That's the only way they were included. That's the only, if they didn't show that, everybody would be like, what are alligators?
Honestly.
And then the ending, completely awful. All the characters got away safely, but I don't care. Nobody's going to watch this movie. I'm just saying. What movie they should watch is The Iron Giant, which I don't know if it's on Netflix or not, but it's a very good movie.
We should watch it tonight.
If it's on Netflix, we should watch it. All right. Guys, no, Iron Giant, favorite animated movie all time. Maybe my favorite movie ever. All right, continue.
Really?
Honestly, when I saw the Qualls thing, I thought it was an interesting concept until they introduced the Gators. Because I was just like, oh, wow, it's just going to be another movie.
The whole point of the movie, Evan.
Yeah, I know, but
the first part of the trailer is just the storm part. And then
I thought it'd be interesting if they showed, perspectives of these people.
Slow your voice just a tad, please.
Okay, never mind.
Oh my god, I about vomited. Continue. Go.
But anyway, I thought it'd be interesting if they showed the perspective of a person trying to survive in a flood.
They had a movie of that. Tom Holland Twister? Was in it. No, Tom Holland moved this.
Yep.
Tom Holland was in it as a kid.
Here's some ASMR for enjoyment.
No, stop. I don't remember.
Tell me what my voice takes two suckers.
Evan, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite one movie? Of them? I don't know. I don't watch movies in a while, but what is my favorite one?
Endgame is pretty good. Guys, it came out yesterday. When this drops, it came out yesterday.
So. For a DVD.
Yep. Actually, I want to see...
This one looks stupid.
That is so stupid. Okay, what he looked at was
Spies in Disguise.
Spies in Disguise with, who was in it? Who I don't remember his name.
Tom Holland?
No. Wait, he's in that movie? Yeah, Tom Holland's in it. He's the scientist, the little kid. No, the main character. Will Smith, thank you. Yeah, that looks so stupid. The new other movie with Will Smith where he's, like, killing himself or something, but not really killing himself. He's killing a double of him.
Wait,
what? I don't remember what it's called.
Is it called Us?
No, heaven, not Us. Us was an okay movie. I thought it was not as good as the first one, but it's still pretty good.
Tom Holland's supposed to be in Uncharted. Not
the
first one,
but, like, the newest. Like,
is Uncharted coming out with a movie?
I don't really watch movies very often. So
Tom Holland's supposed to be in it. It comes out in 2020. Tom Holland's Nathan Drake.
What?
He'd be a good Nathan Drake, though. Think about it.
What?
My friend just sent me this.
What is that?
Okay, don't say that.
Let me see.
Evan, do you need to put your readers on? Evan, entertain the audience while Charlie looks this up.
The Impossible, that's what it is.
I can't because you guys talk over me. Just give me a second, okay. I think, honestly, I thought Forrest Gump was a pretty cool movie. And now that I'm on the topic of my favorite movie.
The Wave.
The Wave.
The Fifth Wave, actually, too, was also. And all these movies sucked, yeah.
San Andreas was good.
No, it wasn't.
Hold on, look at The Wave. Is it what I'm thinking it is? There was a movie where it's a giant tidal wave that destroys, like, everything. It was really cool looking, but, like...
Is this it?
I have no idea. That looks something like it.
Are you thinking of the one that...
No, I know that movie. No, that's the weird one where they're in the pool.
Right.
And the giant wave comes in.
No, that's the one movie I'm talking about. That's this movie right here. That's The Impossible.
Reminds me of 2012.
Oh, really? Why? What?
Oh, 2012, the movie. Yeah. Have you ever seen that? It was really weird. It's an action disaster movie.
Did you know it's not actually called 2012? They remade it because the new conspiracy that was supposed to, the world was supposed to end 2012.
Yeah, guys, it's 2019 now, if you couldn't tell.
For those of you that woke out of a coma, it's not 2012 anymore. Just calm down.
Trevor, you know what I'm really feeling?
What?
An ad.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel the same.
Ad time?
Yeah.
Ad time.
Yeah.
We always add that flag there, but we just never use it.
Yeah, that is so true. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the ad.
I have no Pepsi left. This is not good.
I have a little bit, not a lot. So
I saw tons.
Now it's the fun part of the podcast. All right, so no.
Can I explain it and then you
Explain it. I got them.
Oh, or just not. Okay. Can you apologize? I just need an apology.
I'm sorry, baby.
Hey, a little kiss?
No. Well, so when I went to LA, they had magic shops everywhere. They had magic shops everywhere. So I stopped by a magic shop called Houdini's.
I got these
two lollipops for Trevor. I think we talked about them in the last podcast, but we didn't eat them.
You know, I have a conspiracy about these.
What?
Secretly, the person that owns the shop cursed these, so you have to fart forever after you eat them.
All right. One of the suckers is it's just little small little suckers.
They're like the little bank suckers you get. Like the lady, like, you know, the little tube thing you get, and they like pull on it after your transaction with your mom's credit card in it.
All right. So there's a green one that's supposed to taste like fish, and then there's a brown one that's supposed to taste like.
I call it that's licking the brown one. I don't have enough Coke or Pepsi. Sorry.
You have to do the fish one too.
I don't have enough Pepsi.
All right. I'll start on the fish one.
Oh my god.
Can you get a little ASMR for the audience?
You are a brave soldier.
What does it smell like?
Oh, it smells like ass.
What?
Oh, it smells like fish tank. It smells like my fish's tank.
Alright, are you ready?
Take a chunk out of it or just lick it?
Just lick it.
Just one little, like, try, you can go.
Oh, it smells like the algae out the
I'll do, you do that on one side, I'll do the other side, and then Evan has to do the poop one.
Alright, are you ready?
Can you make a little more noise so they can actually hear it? Does that taste bad?
It tastes like black licorice.
Let me taste it. You're not letting me taste it. Stop licking it.
Why am I licking
it? No, don't give me that. It looks like a pyramid.
Ugh.
Does it taste like it?
Mm-mm. It just tastes like black licorice. I think you licked my side.
No, this is not. That's your side. This is.
What a bird soldier.
See,
black licorice. It's just black
literally
licorice.
Just straight black licorice.
Oh, you put it on the carpet. I don't want it.
No, just try a little.
I don't eat after people, man.
Okay, do the sides.
I literally
just do the sides. It just tastes like black licorice. It's not that bad.
Oh
it's
my!
It's not that bad.
Charlie, you didn't do what I just did. I just rubbed it all
I
over my
black licorice.
Then just you eat have it.
I don't want it.
Yeah, you're right. We've all licked all over it.
I cannot do this other one, Charlie.
I'll do it.
Actually, I'll just go get another Pepsi. There's one more left.
We all got this one.
I'll be back. I'll be all back, boys.
Hurry.
That's the only one I want to eat because I want to see if it works.
No.
I've had breaks. Two of them.
No, they're too close to each other.
Ooh,
Jesus. You... That was right on us.
Yeah, at least we're getting the experience first.
Alright, I don't...
I love black licorice.
I didn't think it was bad. It just tasted like black licorice.
Why'd you guys act like you literally just picked up feces and just like... Bong!
I didn't. Trevor did. It leaves a weird
that
aftertaste.
That one, I would eat. I would like to eat that one because I'd like to see if it works.
Give me a second look. Alright, Evan's getting second look on this one.
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking on your side then. Sorry, Evan.
That's good.
Alright.
Do you need big boy strong arms? What's it smell like? It smells like poop?
It's literally just a Coke sucker.
I think it is. I think... Have you had those before, though?
Mm.
It's like a Coke Icy. You gotta do like I did. Like a full-on, like, just rubbing it all over and then just, like, swallow.
Honestly, the first one, I just think they're fake. I'll eat it. Whatever.
What does it taste like?
It just tastes like Coke. It's pretty good.
Charlie's gonna just...
Yeah, he's everywhere now.
Charlie, save some for us.
I gotta get enough where it's actually gonna, like, make me shit.
I can smell it. Denomination, Charlie.
Wow.
Wait, guys, here.
Will you literally, like, let me have seconds? My God.
What are you feeling
mind?
Right now? What are you feeling right now?
It's actually pretty good.
Are you looking both sides?
Nope.
I just realized you just did that so I wouldn't look at it, didn't you?
I didn't know. All right. It's pretty good.
I'm not looking this anymore.
Why?
Definitely not now. Evan just went in for like force.
It's pretty good.
I didn't go in as long as he did. He was like, bleh,
Charlie, he literally had a makeout session with the log.
Good. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
You're not having it?
No, I'm not.
I'll eat it. Whatever.
He's just crunch on it hard. Can you close to the mic and just crunch on it?
I'll do like a
No, just do a crunch. I'm not going to crunch.
Right into it.
I want you to crunch. Crunch.
No.
Crunch.
No.
Crunch.
No.
Crunch.
That's so loud.
Conch. Conch. Conch.
No.
You know what? Pepsi versus Coke.
No. The conch shell from No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe.
Ask again later.
I didn't think that
was
that
Batman.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Pepsi or Coke?
No,
Coca-Cola.
Definitely Pepsi.
Really? You think Coke is better than Pepsi, Evan?
It's not that I think it's better, it's just what I prefer.
I think Pepsi is so
better.
Pepsi
is so much better. They have more flavors.
Pepsi is 100% better. I don't know what you're talking about. Coke has more flavors.
No, I looked it up. I did a whole article on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you did not search that. That article was so false. You lied on so much of it.
What do you mean?
You lied on so much of it.
You know who also lied in so much of it?
My favorite.
My old English teacher who lost two of my papers. That was one of them.
Don't talk ill of the dead. God.
What?
People that know us know who we're talking about. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Miss G.
No one's ever told me, and I've known this guy like since.
Our
like,
teacher died.
Oh.
I'm not saying her name.
I did not mean to laugh like that. That just hit
Evan,
me for a second.
This is a sensitive topic.
I didn't.
Two of our teachers died, actually.
No, yeah, two of them died.
Right?
He's still eating this sucker. What? He's gonna die.
No, I'm not.
You just shoot in the middle of the pasta.
Do you have to fart? Do you feel like you have to fart? No, Evan.
I might have to hold it in. I'm gonna sit here all day.
No, just fart.
Do you actually have to hold it?
I don't know what's in there.
In the middle, of the sucker, there's just a pill.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything either. It was good though.
You should eat that one, Charlie, the green one. I would not wish the green one of my worst enemies.
It wasn't that bad. I thought it was good.
Black licorice is good.
We need more things to talk about.
We didn't talk about enough like topics like
Yeah, it's been 15 minutes.
No, we didn't talk about him for long enough.
Evan doesn't have summer reading.
No, I don't have
this. He has to read the Monopoly manual.
Monopoly manual? Turn left on go and click 200. So
we're not revealing that to the people.
Oh my gosh, just get a topic going about anime. I don't know anything about it, so.
We had two.
I'm about to have a flame war right here at Charlie.
I'm not
for
it.
You want to have a flame war, Evan? You want to have a flame war?
I don't want to. I just don't care.
Because you know you're going to lose.
All right, no. First things first, I think you guys both like...
I think you guys both like Naruto, right?
No, I don't like Naruto. I hate Naruto. Naruto is so bad.
How is it bad?
It's just so weird to me. There's just so much stuff with it. Yes, I tried to.
You tried... You didn't finish it. Didn't get an episode in, did you?
No, I got a couple episodes in. I just didn't like it.
All right.
Oh, because you don't like it doesn't mean it's bad.
All right, in my opinion, it's bad.
All right, there we go.
No, it's shut down. No, it's also bad. Your opinion in video games.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay.
It's about to go down, brother.
Let's actually talk about this because Trevor says I have a horrible video game opinion. When Trevor likes like, you have a weird art design. You like Kingdom Hearts.
The gameplay was fun, yeah.
I don't like Kingdom Hearts at all. I thought it was
story. No,
it was the most stupidest thing ever.
I don't think it's stupid.
Here's the thing. I like games on two things. That's the only two things I look at a game. I look at the story, and then I look at gameplay. Most games' gameplay are doo-doo crap. Most stories are doo-doo crap.
It's a story about Disney characters that are goofy. Like, Goofy is, like, literally one of the main
characters. Goofy's in the game.
Yes, he's one of the main characters.
But here's the thing. Normally, games will have one or the other, and I'll play it for one or the other. Some games have none of that. I'm talking to you, Apex Legends, in any Battle Royale game, Fortnite,
You play Fortnite. Anthem. That's not fair.
I play it because my friends play it.
That's no excuse. You still play it.
Evan, you're the one talking about the season's going to come out tomorrow night.
That is so true. The season's going to come out tomorrow night, actually.
Can you look at our countdown?
I made a mistake. You do realize it was like 5 a.m. and I almost broke my, like, TV.
Let's talk about our favorite game for a minute.
Okay, no, let's talk about how you think I have a horrible game taste. Because I look at games for one gameplay and two graphics.
No, you cannot go after a game with her graphics.
I has to. I hate your art design that you like. I hate it. It's like anime hentai. No. I hate it.
I just don't like that.
I think anime games are kind of cool on the way that they, like, you know, they try to... It's because I, like, pull off the style for a 3D render so well. Instead of just being
you
a
only made a JoJo
game,
right?
Yeah,
I found that on PlayStation.
Eyes of Heaven and All Star Battle. I think they're
it's
pretty
very hot
games.
Did your dad turn up the air again to 79?
Well, I don't know if you need to go check.
Did you ask me to go check? The alarm's on.
Alright, so Dusty Depot is supposed to come back in season? I don't care, honestly.
Well, you said if they go back to season one or back
if,
in like.
If they bring the back map to normal, I'll play again, but I'm not playing.
Let's just delete. What if they just delete every game off of everybody? Like, there's just no more Fortnite.
Like, so Fallout 76.
Oh, that's an awful game.
Back, like, beta, the game uninstalled itself.
Uninstalled?
Yeah. It would uninstall.
That's stupid. Great. Why? Like, why do people?
Because that's Bethesda, Charlie.
People release undeveloped games. Like, literally,
like Flappy Bird
is a perfect example.
Flappy Bird, No Man's Sky.
Flappy Bird.
I was just kidding about Flappy Bird. No Man's Sky is a perfect, like, the prime example.
You
of
You said
game.
It's good now, though. After that,
it's
put
pretty
updates.
Good. I've heard like this guy who like criticized it to like hell, told it. Or told again, like, he looked at it again, like, recently and said it was actually a pretty good game. Because they finally added stuff that the community wanted, like, vehicles, base building, like, that's better than not just, like, popping down something and your base is built. You can actually customize it, I'm pretty sure. I think multiplayer, there's actually multiplayer now. On, like, some games we know, like, Doom.
That was so annoying.
Wait, actually, I haven't had to let the sucker yet, but...
Jesus.
You said you wasn't gonna lick it.
I know I didn't.
I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna lick it because Evan licks it.
No, I didn't lick it because Charlie's like.
That's not what you said. You said, oh, now I'm not gonna lick it because now Evan licked it.
Gosh. Okay.
It's actually hot in here.
I know.
It's not that bad.
I'm saying it's all the weather. It's all the blood. Evan, I dare you to try to put that on.
No.
Oh, your blanket's up there, Charlie.
Which one?
The Harry Potter one I got you. Dude, that is the softest blanket.
I know. How long have we been? 20 minutes? We got any other topics we can talk about? Favorite? We never said a favorite game. Evan, you start. I want you to start. And I want you to go, not very in-depth, but I want you to talk about it for a good couple minutes, all right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to say anything unless you want us to, like...
Oh, I'm going to interrupt, so just say your favorite game. Go ahead.
Or one of your favorites.
Okay, so, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. But not for multiplayer.
You gotta lean a little closer, buddy.
Okay, but you...
Or talk a little louder.
Yeah, okay. You told me to hush earlier.
Just guess.
Alright, well,
that was a joke.
My favorite game has to be the first Modern Warfare. I loved its story.
Wait, new one or remastered?
Literally the original Modern Warfare.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Ugh. Continue.
But I thought it had an interesting story.
What about the season?
Can you, like, incline everybody that's never played the game before just tell the whole story in, like, 5 seconds?
No, no.
Bad Russians, good Russians, missile alert.
There we go.
What about the sequels?
What do you mean, like, sequels?
Like modern, 2 and 3 and maybe possibly a 4, which is just Modern
it's
Warfare.
It's not a 4.
I know, I'm just
it's
saying
just called the Modern Warfare.
Do I say possibly? Because Captain Price is in it. Didn't he? Wasn't he the bad guy in Modern Warfare?
No.
No.
I wish he was. He would be a really good bad guy.
I would never wish that against Price.
Mm. There was a guy in Modern Warfare 2 that we had to throw a knife at.
Dad.
No.
Commander Shepard.
That's what it was. Who was 3 then? Who did we hang in 3?
Maverick?
That was the Russian.
Maverick?
No, not Maverick. It's Maverick.
It's M-A-V-O-K or something.
Makarov.
Like that. Makarov.
That's
thank
who we had to
hang.
Macaroni
noodle.
Where you take a tether, can we watch that scene?
That's such a good scene.
That was so fun.
And then, like, you just, like, lean back and just pull out a cigar.
I love the way he disrespected that
where
guy.
Where did he get a cigar from? Can we talk about that?
He holds on to him always. Like, he has to have him in his, like...
He's like, going dark. It's so hot in here.
No, but...
We're going to have to record this in the freezer.
I love the way how he disrespected that guy's death. Like, just like, yeah, I just killed this man. Light up a cigar. And it's perfect, too, because he's taken so much away.
I'm going to move the camera.
For so little, away. I mean, it's just...
Very long. What the heck is that?
No.
Gameplay. Are we allowed to play this?
But that's why we're not using volume.
Oh, good point. We gotta talk over what's happening. But we gotta make it child-friendly. Oh, it's the whole mission.
Yeah, we're just gonna skip to the end.
Do you remember the airport mission?
What do you mean child-friendly? Oh my god.
Child-friendly.
That is one of the reasons why.
Alright, the helicopter broke down.
Alright, heaven broke down. Maverick has... whatever it is. I'm gonna say M. Makarov has a gold... Is it gold or just a like a gold tinted?
He has a gun.
He's got a deagle. Or we try to grab it. He stomps our hand. Grabs the gun. It's deagle. He looks at it, points at us, and then says,
deagle.
Goodbye, Captain Price. The guy gets shot. Oh.
That's Yuri.
No, Yuri, no. Oh, Yuri's getting shot. He's
Yuri's
dead.
That scene made me cry.
We're pressing F to pay respects. And then we choke slam him. Press F again to punch him. Punch him multiple times. He's not at that point. Okay, there we go. Now he's at the helicopter harness. Yep, he got the hook.
And he would just start choking him.
Right and left mouse. He's choking him like Homer Simpson and Bart.
Then we're slamming against the
glass. Wait, did you notice the glass is... Hold on. Can we not... Watch, it's all broken right here. And then what?
Shining.
It just disappeared.
This is an old game.
Crazy.
And then he like hooks it and just press F. And then you slam him through the window. What if you don't press F?
You die.
And you fall. And then he gets hung. And you hit the ground, you're a little bloody, and then he's just swinging. He's swinging like a little playset.
What?
You should have still hung people in France when the first Star Wars came out?
Hanged.
Whatever. They were still hanging people when the first Star Wars movie came out, The New Hope, in France.
Oh my god. Remember when the, what was it called?
We watched that the other day.
The Wizard of Oz or whatever? Remember how there was like a...
The Hanging Dwarf.
Yeah.
What? There was a Hanging Dwarf in the Wizard of Oz. Look this up. It's so funny. He's in the background. You can barely notice him.
What the hell?
Charlie, language.
We've already said what's said.
Hanging Dwarf?
Munchkin. That's what they were.
Oh,
I don't think it was the
died.
Actor. I don't think it was the actor. I think it was just...
Alright, I sort of don't want to watch this, though.
Gosh, every time you keep the door open, I think someone's just opening it. We can't...
Oh, no, it's just the munchkin. It's not showing the scene.
Oh, my gosh. So he was old.
There it is. There it is.
But this one?
It's a, that's it. Yeah, that's the scene. Because they're skipping down.
This is
I know, but it's skipping down. Like, watch, it's going to show it. Calling it. Oh, they're on... Where are they on?
Oh, my gosh, it's Windows Web Player.
They're on Bandicam.
They're on Windows Web Player. Okay, so... Whole thing is... Alright, he's in the background of the trees. He's probably going to show it. Oh, no. Is this it?
Is that it?
No, I think, like, he... I don't... I think they got rid of... I know they got rid of it in one of them.
Like, why would they show that?
I want to see this. Hanging munchkin okay. scene. Why am I so intrigued by this?
Oh, there it is! There it is!
You see it? See, like, swinging back and
forth? He's swinging back and forth. You see that? And there's a rope connecting to it?
Did they put that in, or was
yes,
that real?
Yes, this is a real movie. Look, you can tell.
Could you just imagine if they added sound effects?
It's like... No, it's just... It's so swinging.
What the heck? Was that meant? Like, is that what they... Did they mean to do
yes.
that?
Yes!
Holy crap. Let's read the comments. I was watching this with my grandmother, and I noticed it, and I started trying to get her to look... She told me it was nonsense and just seeing things.
She was in denial. She'll never figure it
you
out.
You can see it swinging ever so lightly back and forth.
Why didn't anybody scream? Because they planned it, ding dong. Ding dong, Julian. Oni plays. Pretty good play. YouTubers.
Do you think it was planned? You don't think someone actually like got hung or hanged?
No, no one
hung. Did it as a joke and then accidentally left it in or something like that.
No, I think there was a story behind it. Like, someone explained it. I think it was, like, I think that wasn't actually a hanging munchkin. It was, like, something hanging from the ceiling or something that fell. It looked like a munchkin. Because someone, like, zoomed in on it. I don't remember. But it was it was kind of tall for a munchkin, if you really think about it.
I mean, back in the day, I mean, they used to show, like, Tom and Jerry shooting each other with shotguns.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the ending of Tom and Jerry?
They get ran over by a train.
Yeah, they got ran over a train.
No, they got ran over by a train.
Yes, I know.
Dude, you know what's also kind of creepy? Clarence. That has a really weird lore.
Why?
I rewatched it. Yeah, I was
What's
rewatching
the lore?
It. I don't know. Clarence, just to me, I think there's an episode where he gets mind controlled or something, mm-hmm. and at the end, Chad looks at something. He goes, "Wait a minute, this isn't Clarence." Clarence, and then Clarence tackles him and ends the episode. That's it. Look it up. I swear, it happened. It scared me. And then there was another episode. It was I think it was The Amazing World of Gumball, where It was, like, the Rob dude, he was trying to make everybody human so the world wouldn't end. Like, you remember the static area?
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, coming, like, it's breaking apart the world. That's what's gonna happen soon.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And the ending, for some reason, I guess, I don't know what happened. I was, like, 12 o'clock at night. I was just sitting in my bed watching it. And that scene happens. And my whole screen just goes black afterwards for, like, a good, like, 2 minutes. And I'm just sitting there, just, like... What happened? And then just the commercial, like, have you guys watched Cartoon Network app? What else was scary? There was a SpongeBob episode I watched at my old house, and it scared me. It was Kung Fu Island. And
why did that scare you?
I liked the episode. I watched it recently. It was, there was a scene. I don't think it was meant to be in. It was at the end. It was just a face. I swear on my life I saw this, too. I remember it very vaguely. And it's not going to be on YouTube. I looked it up. You can try. Kung Fu Island episode's face at the end. I don't know. It was so creepy. It looked like George Washington. It scared the crap out of me.
Kung Fu Island.
I actually watch a kid's show and a Die Hard German. And I'm just like so scared.
What the fuck?
Have you not seen this?
No, look up SpongeBob Kung Fu Island episode.
You type it on.
Alright. Let me grab the mic.
Oh, well, here. If you're going to pick it up, I can do it.
Alright. You can entertain the audience.
You're better at that. Here.
Now that we're talking about SpongeBob. You know the Suicide Squidward thing?
Oh my gosh, that was so fun.
Kung Fu Island.
Have you not seen like where someone's like in a cafeteria and they upload the photo
ending,
of it?
Face. I swear this is a thing.
What the heck?
Well, Battle for King Bottom. I don't know. It just scared me. I don't think I've ever found it.
Anime.
Wait, Karate Island ending. Click it. I don't know, this might be it. It was 4 years ago, but...
Are we
it's watching it on
yeah, it's
YouTube.
Copyrighted.
No, they're watching. I don't know.
Right, no, never mind.
This isn't it?
No, it was a black screen with the face. That!
That scared me.
What?
But the, that text wasn't there. That text wasn't there.
Yes, it was.
And it lasted longer than that. That scared me so much.
Someone died in the making of the episode. Yes,
that was 1932 to 2005. I'm just saying.
All right, what's...
A giant... Did you see that? Look, it said the... Scroll down a little bit. Does it say anything else?
Crap. I'm sorry, but if I saw that guy, show more. That's a wholesome moment. That's a wholesome moment. That guy's face is wholesome.
This may sound weird, but that scared me when I was...
Thank you!
Nickelodeon cut off the part where it shows the image of Pat. Dude, I thought you were going crazy.
What?
I thought you were going crazy. Poor guy, he died before airing the episode. Alright,
that what's scared his name? The crap out of me. You can scroll down and say someone said it. Pat.
Yeah, okay, so let's go to.
That's kind of sad.
That scared the crap out of me as a kid. Now that I'm having deja vu that. Because my fireplace had, like, a glass opening. Like, I got so scared of it because it was on my screen for longer than that. And I turned and I looked and it was still on my screen. I could see it. It scared the crap out of me. No, Pat, look at Pratt.
Well, I want to see who he was.
He's not going to be in the cast. He's not a...
He might be.
He was a general in the SpongeBob Kung Fu Island. Look him up online. Him up online. You'd easily find it. Instead of doing, oh my gosh, Henry Janger the musical.
Hey, can I see that?
Crap, moi.
No, don't.
No, what the
heck? Why are you grabbing? Just for a second, I'll put
why are you wanting to grab the heads? The
shh, why are you yelling?
There's a crunch I can
eat. Look up, like, look, you can literally look at the name on YouTube. There. Scroll down. Someone said it in the comment.
Pat.
Morita.
What's an American actor? The Karate Kid.
Maybe oh, he was the guy. He was the teacher in Karate Kid. That's why it was Kung Fu. Okay, that makes sense with the picture. It says he died in 2005.
That's what it said.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, no, no.
That scared the crap out of me. He played the character from Kung Fu Panda. Or Kung Fu. He was the main teacher in Karate Kid. Yes.
No, and not Karate Kid.
He just did that in SpongeBob because it was about Kung Fu. That's why they got rid of it.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's exactly him. I promise you.
Okay. So that's it.
Yep, that scared me as a kid. Did you know there's a whole show people didn't even remember? They watched it and nobody else can find it. Like, they cannot find any video of it, but a couple scenes.
What's it called?
I don't remember. I don't remember what it was called, but, like, it was a weird, like, pirate show. And no, everybody can remember. Some people can remember it. And they just do not remember, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, like, they can't find it. No. Do you remember George of the Jungle, the show? They made its second one.
Did they?
Yes, and he looks so...
Oh my gosh.
Stupid.
Candle Cove, Creepypasta?
Yeah, that's it. And they have video of it. I think they had video of it or something. It was weird.
A famous Creepypasta strange. Alright, does anyone remember this kid's show? It's called Candy Cove, and then years. I never found reference. Candy Cove, local kid's show. Alright, let's look up Candy.
It's probably because it's not that popular. That's probably the reason. When they just took it down, they didn't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's creepy.
Is this it?
I just think of them like really covering it well.
Yep, that was it.
Oh my god.
That is so creepy.
Yep, that's where people were like...
That's the really sad stuff.
This is crazy creepy.
Yeah, let's not look at this anymore.
Let's watch our creepypasta.
No, I can't.
I love creepypasta.
I hate looking at creepy stuff before going to bed.
Yeah, me too. I just looked at Jeff the Killer. No, no.
Jeff the Killer didn't scare me.
Jeff the Killer's face just creeps me out so much.
I think I
all right, he's not on here anymore. You're good, bro.
Evan is
he's lying. Lying die hard.
I could tell.
Oh, look at this one, though. Why? No. He's not scary.
I mean, it looks really
sorry, bad guys.
Photoshopped. It's still there.
Dude. Oh, God. People that do, like,
Can we look on DeviantArt real quick?
You know people don't like fans.
Look on DeviantArt. I hate DeviantArt so much.
What's DeviantArt?
Just go on it. Oh my God. Don't tell them anything. Just go on DeviantArt, Charlie.
I don't know.
Desperate, right?
Yeah, just first one.
If you go on the front page, they don't show bad stuff.
Yeah, look up something. Just whatever you want.
It's just the largest online art gallery.
Yeah, I know, but just look up something you like. It'll be ruined. Just saying.
Oh my God.
Look up Johnny Test. Just try Johnny Test. Oh, it's that. It's Dragon Ball.
Captain Marvel.
I have no idea what Dragon
Ball. Right, just look up. Look up Johnny Test.
No.
Minions.
Alien.
Well, it's got to be like a show or something. I don't know if it's gonna show it.
That's impressive.
It's just like naked aliens.
Yeah,
it's weird stuff. Look up Rick and Morty.
Oh my God.
Just prepared. This is your longest episode yet, guys. Probably because half of it's quiet.
Not really.
No, it's not. We've been talking about
Rick and Morty.
Some of it's cool. Some of it's just like the weird.
Oh, that's cool.
Some of it's weird, really cool stuff. And then like,
so did these people draw it on?
Yep.
Did these people draw it on the computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have. I have a trace pad. Not a trace pad, but I have like one of those shiny pads. I'm trying to remember. Look up Pokemon. That's what's bad. Oh my gosh. No, scroll down. There's like 5 seconds, and you're like, ugh. Just anything.
They have tons of weird stuff on the people.
DeviantArt's the weird side of the internet. What else do we like?
Like, okay, think about this. Okay.
Why do you keep looking up creepypasta? We do not want to watch a creepypasta.
What is your favorite like cartoon show? Cartoon kid
show,
right?
Stop. I hate creepypastas before I go to bed. I'm sorry.
Why? They're just not scary.
They're just weird. They're just creepy to me. They're not scary. They're creepy to me.
It's just a concept.
Because my mind. Okay, my mind works weird.
Okay, like, does this scare you?
Oh, not the mouth does. Just a tad.
Mouth, yeah.
The eyes are...
Alright, now does that scare you?
No.
Is that scary?
No.
See, that gets me.
Why?
I don't know.
Alright, I'm gonna stop looking. Okay, so my mind, the reason why I don't like looking at stuff before I go to bed is because my mind will make dreams about whatever I looked at before I went to bed.
Like, or what I thought about. Does Slenderman scare you?
No.
Alright.
That's actually really cool.
Like, sometimes yeah. I have, like, unstoppable.
When it's really detailed and stuff, like actual like picture. No, it doesn't scare me.
See that?
Did you see the Teletubby thing?
Oh my God! I didn't finish the episode. It was
look up Teletubby. Look that up.
No, that was so. That was the yeah, one of I the can't. Scariest thing.
Charlie, now you're making me think about it. That scary? I thought about Saint Mark.
Scary?
No, that's fake. I've seen the video.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen the whole video. It's a costume.
Wait, are you talking about the Teletubby thing where they like force him to eat?
No.
No, what the heck?
No,
we're talking about
Charlie. Please,
you know Mr. Chuckles.
Charlie, please.
Face?
Charlie, yeah. Please.
Look, this is Mr. Chuckles' face.
Charlie, please. I want to sleep tonight.
Mr. Chuckles' face is not scary.
No, the Teletubby. Look up Teletubby.
Yeah, don't look yet.
Look at Teletubby. Okay,
that's Mr. Chuckles' face.
That yeah, he's not that scary.
It's an X-Files episode, and I haven't finished watching it. And
Look at Teletubby.
You know
look
what?
Teletubby.
You know what reminds me of that? You know, what? I think that's a reference. In Dead Rising, there's this, like, murder
yep.
person.
Is that it? Is he like... in the window? Look, first image, I think it is.
This? No.
I've actually think I've seen this
here, can
episode.
I look it up, please?
Oh, here they are. That's them.
Yep, and they're one of them's in the window. At one
I know,
point.
I know. Oh, that's the part. That's the scene. Here, I'll just look it up. X.
Okay, sorry, guys. We're getting really into it now.
Teletubby.
Oh, my God. We're having fun now.
Yeah, right, so okay, can I explain how my mind works? Oh. So, I'll look at stuff and think about stuff before I go to bed, and whatever I think about is a 90% chance of me having a dream about it. And I haven't had a scary dream in a while, and I like to keep it that way.
Why? Scary dreams are fun.
They're not for me, because I don't have control.
Oh, see, I have complete control.
I want to have a lucid dream. You all want to try to do that tonight? Should we go outside? Yeah.
No, we're not
guys,
going outside and doing it.
Guys, there's this thing. It's called star tipping. Here's how to do it. You look up in the sky. You find a star. And you have to have two people for this. Sorry if you don't have any friends. You look up in the sky and you stare at the star, one star, and you spin as fast as you can, or as fast as until you don't fall. You know what I mean? Like you spin until you start getting dizzy. And once you start getting dizzy, you let your friend know, and you stop, and your friend has a flashlight, and they turn it on right when you look at it, and you have to look exactly at the flashlight, and you'll fall over. It's because your brain is trying to focus on two things at once, and it can't. So you just fall over. I did that.
Windows
and
Air.
I did that one time, and I had a cargo pants on, and one of the buttons fell off.
Really?
Yeah, I hit the guard. Because I did this. I kept running backwards, and then it just fell.
Should we watch the Mr. Chuckles
episode? No.
Why?
Evan hasn't seen watching, it.
I don't really want to see it before.
Is it scary?
It's not scary. I just don't want to think about it.
I've seen it. It was pretty creepy, in my opinion.
Can we watch Iron Giant, please? Such a good movie.
I don't know. It depends. I thought the episode itself was creepy because it was just like, this
I didn't finish it. Don't spoil it. I didn't finish it.
But you know the basic concept of what he does, right?
No, I don't. I'm like maybe 15 minutes in. The last thing I saw was the Teletubby, where the Teletubby's sitting in the window and takes you know who. Okay, is it the Iron Giant or just Iron Giant? I've never seen it.
Well, if you got 15 minutes in, I can just say it, right? Because you've already seen it. 15 minutes in, yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Giant.
Oh, I don't think it's on here. It's just the concept of this, like, mascot. Creepy mascot.
Oh, Hulk Vert. Okay. If you want to watch a really cool, animated Marvel movie, Hulk Verse is pretty cool. He, like, does Deadpool, Wolverine stuff. He's really cool.
We can watch Iron Giant. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. It's such a good movie, boys. Oh, my God. Ryan loves it so much. From Super Mega. Go watch them. They're pretty good.
I've never seen it.
You've never... Oh, my gosh. I love it so much.
And then I forgot.
I love it so much. Where's the giant, Mansley?
Looks up, there's a nuclear warhead just coming straight down.
Yes, there's a scene where there's this guy. He goes, launch the missile! And, like, the military launches a missile at the town they're in. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to blow up the robot. Mm-hmm. Or the guy is, because he's just, like, insane. And the general turns around and goes, where's the giant Mansley?
Have you lost your mind?
And the Mansley dude turns around and he's like, oh. He tries to get away. It's funny. Of course, the Iron Giant's like, I'm Superman. And then I'm not going to spoil anything else.
Is that such an old movie? I guess fucking...
Whoa!
What?
No F-bombs, bro.
We've already said stuff. It doesn't matter.
We didn't say the F-bomb, though.
Stop.
Welcome to the Unplanned Podcast, where we don't know what we're talking about.
They're the Exorcist.
Oh my gosh, Daddy's Home too.
Land of the Lost.
Oh. That's me when Uncle...
Oh my gosh, have you seen this show? I want to watch it so bad.
Was it?
Scroll up, try a little bit. That show, The Boys. It's a superhero show where there's this guy, he's like the Punisher, but all these superheroes just do whatever they want, and they like kill people if they want to. And society's like, oh, that's fine. And this guy is going around killing everybody.
Cost money.
How much?
$3.
Oh my gosh, it's so good, though. Big Hero 6, that was alright. Mm. Made a series, you know that?
I like the art style.
The Iron Superman.
Don't laugh, loser.
Oh, Ready Player One, such a good game. No. Oh, Robots. I watched that so recently. Good. I think I watched it last year. The Red Robot. Dude, we've gone 42 minutes. I'm proud of us. Oh. But most of, like, 20 minutes of it's probably...
I think it's time that we talk about pizza.
Pizza? What's your favorite pizza, Evan?
Pizza.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye!